Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With COVID restrictions still in place in many parts of the U.S. and travel restricted to some countries, a lot of people have been holding on to their vacation days. And that's not great for companies. And now some of them are offering their workers motivations to take time off. Cold, hard cash.
This could lead to millions of dollars spent to offer this sort of benefit. They feel like that is worth it if it leads to employees coming back, feeling more rejuvenated, able to kind of better help the company's clients, to better help their peers. All of that could pay off.
And that's not all. WSJ's Chip Cutter covers workplace issues for The Wall Street Journal. He's been talking to corporate and HR executives about these new incentives. We'll have more from him after the break.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Usually employees are happy to take their vacation days, but for the past year, with nowhere to go, people are waiting longer to put in their PTO. And companies are starting to be concerned about employee burnout and potential scheduling problems if everyone rushes to cram in holidays later in the year. And some are even offering financial incentives to take days. Our workplace reporter Chip Cutter has been looking into this, and he joins me now. Chip, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been here with us before talking about how vacation is giving companies fits. So what's pushed some of them over the line to start offering money?
Many companies feel that they've just run out of other options. They feel that they need bolder experiments to get people to disconnect now. So the accounting and consulting giant PwC is going farther than most, and it will begin paying employees to actually use their vacation time. And the way it will work is that employees will receive $250 for every full week of vacation that they take, up to $1,000 a year. And the thinking is that employees will feel they're leaving money on the table if they don't use their vacation time. The company's U.S. chairman, Tim Ryan, told me that economic incentives work and that the company feels like it at least wants to try this, feeling like they've done other things. They've encouraged employees to take vacation. Leaders have talked about their own vacation. They've tried many different approaches, and PwC's leaders feel that this might be the time to try something else.
And now we're talking about monetary costs here, but what is the human cost that companies are really concerned about?
Well, companies really worry that if workers are basically rolling out of bed, sitting for hours in front of their laptops, and doing that day after day with little break, that they're fatigued, that they may be kind of physically present but not mentally there. And so that's why many bosses are encouraging workers to take a break. And we're seeing all different sorts of experiments really aimed at trying to get people to use their vacation time now.
How big a problem is this of people not taking vacation time?
It's a big one, and data has shown that vacation balances have grown. So the human resources software company Zenefits last year analyzed vacation requests from roughly 3,000 companies. And what it found was that workers submitted about half the number of requests to take time off in April and May of 2020 compared to the same period in 2019. This backs up data at other companies, and it reflects the sentiment that many HR directors and executives have found over the past couple of months, that vacation balances have only kind of steadily grown in the pandemic. People have not taken time off, and that's why many companies feel like they want to get a handle on this and address this now.
So this could wind up costing companies like PwC a lot of money, but where do they see the cost benefit?
That's right. This could lead to millions of dollars spent to offer this sort of benefit. They feel like that is worth it if it leads to employees coming back, feeling more rejuvenated, able to kind of better help the company's clients, to better help their peers. All of that could pay off. And I think it's important to note that not all companies are in a position to do this. PwC says that it has done well financially in the pandemic, and so wants to reward employees for putting in the extra hours and for working hard during this difficult year. Obviously, not all companies are in the same position, but PwC feels like now is the time to offer this sort of benefit.
Now, Chip, is this becoming a trend, offering cash incentives so workers take time off?
Few other companies have gone this route at this point, and I think it remains to be seen if this becomes a movement across some of the biggest companies in corporate America. Companies over time have done different incentives. They've offered people money, for example, to get a certain number of steps per day, or they've offered financial incentives to participate in smoking cessation programs. But many have not gone this route to offer money to take vacation time, and I think a number of people will be watching to see if other companies follow suit here.
Okay, so what are other incentives that companies are offering that might not involve direct payments?
So many companies are taking other approaches too. Google, for example, is offering people sort of a bonus vacation day to take vacation now, saying you can get a bonus vacation day later. Other companies are rolling out kind of expanded days off for everyone. So companies like Citigroup and the German tech conglomerate SAP have recently rolled out kind of rest days where employees are all encouraged to sign off at the same time. That could help kind of reduce internal email. So everybody's taking off at the same time to help people de-stress. And that's what a number of companies have resorted to, feeling like that might be the best approach to ensure that everyone actually stops working at the same time.
It sounds a little ironic that some companies are offering vacation time to employees that have been reluctant to take vacation time.
It is interesting because vacation time really is part of someone's compensation. And so when employees don't use it, they're not really taking advantage of the full benefits offered to them. But many employees have said that they just feel they cannot take vacation time right now, that the demands are too great, that they feel that they are also worried about their standing inside companies when they're not interacting with bosses in offices right now, that they just feel like now is not the time to sign off. And the hope with these various efforts is that employees feel like they have the confidence to actually use their time to disconnect and to hopefully feel better once they do return to work.
So how much does this issue have to do with people not being in the office and at the water cooler, let's say having quick casual conversations with their coworkers about their vacation plans?
That is a big piece of this. I've talked to executive coaches and others who have said that employees really model their behavior based on what their peers are doing. And so if you're hearing your peers talk about their big summer trip to Europe or a vacation that they've been kind of dreaming about for a while, that could inspire others to feel like it's okay to book their own time. That isn't happening right now. And certainly employees are talking to each other on digital platforms. But again, it's hard to know when other employees are signing off. Many people are not in offices right now where they can see employees leaving. They can see when they stop working. And I think that has all led to many to feel that they sort of are always on, that this is kind of this era of nonstop work. And I think that's why many companies feel like they have to do something to address this differently.
Okay, let's go back to the money issue for just a moment. This accumulation of vacation days that people have, how does that become problematic to companies from a cost standpoint?
So vacation time is treated as a financial liability at many companies. So for example, if there's a restructuring, if people leave an organization, typically the companies have to pay them out for their unused vacation time. And so as managers and executives watch these vacation balances grow and grow, some are concerned about that. I think it's also important to note that executives at PwC, for example, have said that isn't a factor motivating this, that the company really does want people to genuinely take time off. And I think many bosses have said the same, but you can't ignore the fact that there are financial ramifications to all of this, and that vacation balances and vacation time is treated as a financial liability.
Okay, so some companies are offering money, some are offering extra time off and other incentives, but have you heard anything about companies that could take any punitive action against workers that don't take their vacation time?
So that's interesting. I think some companies certainly track this and will let people know, hey, we've noticed you're not taking your vacation time. But I think there's a fine line here, and bosses don't want to feel like they're being punitive or that somehow vacation time becomes this issue that managers and employees are quibbling over or leads to disagreements. I think there is a line that bosses have to walk here. But at the same time, I think bosses at many companies do track this. They get reports, they see who isn't taking vacation time, and that can then lead to conversations in one-on-one meetings in which bosses are telling workers, hey, it's time to start planning for that time off.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Chip, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.